Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Project Review with Q. How do you do? Just like the Stone Temple Pilots used to say. It'll be me today and maybe a special guest. Asha, she is away at a non-binary convention in the Caribbean with Bobby Kennedy, I believe. But she is going to be... She'll be back soon. She's having a tremendous amount of fun. Trust me, she's making waves as always. Who's laughing in the background? Would you like to say hello?
Oh, I'm apologizing on behalf of Asha for
that. But that was funny. It is one of my topics today is what is, why is Q never serious? What? Could you answer that?
It's getting a bit crazy on this planet, we got to admit. It's turning into a bit of a circus. How can you not laugh? I just watched on the news the other day that there's a new term called babies.
Babies.
And it's about parents that are making the choice to not call their baby boy or girl before, like when they're born, when they're a newborn, and never give them a gender and let them pick, and really pushing this neutral thing. We don't need to go down that path, but I'm just saying you started it.
Okay. Non-binary count. Did you say babies or theybies?
Babies.
Babies. Yeah, okay.
They're called babies. Huh. And it's not to disrespect the true, when it's true with adults and people, but we all know when an agenda is an agenda, don't we?
We do. Thank you for joining me today.
Okay.
It's always my honor to hear you, feel you, be with you. Do you think you could start our show off today?
Would that be okay? I'd love to. Okay. So I'm going to read a song to you called The Healing Room by Sinead O'Connor. And here we go. I have a universe inside me where I can go and spirit guides me. There I can ask, oh, any question. I get the answers if I listen. I have a healing room inside me. The loving healers there, they feed me. They make me happy with their laughter. They kiss and tell me I'm their daughter. I'm their daughter. You have a little voice inside you. It doesn't matter who you think you may be. You're not free if you don't know me. See, I'm not the lie that lives outside of you. And it doesn't matter what you think you believe. You're not free if you don't know me. See, I am the universe inside you. You come to me and I will guide you and make you happy with my laughter. I joy in seeing you. You're my daughter. You're my daughter. So believe you're not free if you don't know me. That's all.
That is beautiful. So believe you're not free if you don't know me is really the overview of how we connect with our spirit and source. And that's amazing words. If you don't know me, you don't know me is just a beautiful way to start today's show. Thank you so much for doing that. And of course, today we have the mermaid with us, and she's going to help us qualify Q's BS. That's what we'll call this today. What the hell's going on is usually your position with me. So before we get to PRQ updates and so forth, you've always wanted to ask me this question on the radio. I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't you want to ask me some heavy questions regarding Nasara Jassara and the reevaluation and say, what is the mermaid's opinion of the false advertisement of reevaluation of our monetary system? Do you feel in the people you interact with, you've been duped a little bit?
With all the Nasara Jassara, the Jubilee, all of that, do you mean the kind of, well, I guess you could say psyop that it turned into a spin-off as everything gets spun off and confuses people? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very confusing. So over the last few years, I think it just really, I think some people meant well, some of the truthers on YouTube and whatnot, and maybe people were fed misinformation and some people were deliberately feeding misinformation, but I think it did get very confused, and then it ended up in a major letdown because everybody kind of thought something grand would suddenly happen, and nothing seemingly to them has happened, but we know that lots has happened with currencies and the true currencies coming in, metal-backed currencies in many countries. Like, lots is happening, but not everyone's seeing it happening.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting war. So that's why it's really important. Everybody keep your subscriptions up with BBS Radio. Keep checking in with For the People, For the Spirit, ForThePeople.space. This is how we're getting you truth and information so it can't be misguided. Working really hard to get you a lot. So we have the opportunity to SWAT and or mass communicate with you in a way that may be unique to you. Just keep your subscriptions going so we have contact for you. And I'll get to that later. This war is really interesting in the way that you get to use propaganda reactively, proactively, and positively and negatively. I'll give you an example, and not to lose sight of the RV and the SAR and JSAR and all the other agendas, financial agendas around the planet. Trust me, they all lead back to quite a unique demonic group. Let's use the wall from Mexico to America right now. Here is an example of great strategic opportunities for the dark and the light in many respects. Do you think the United States military, if they wanted to stop people coming from America, don't you think they could do it? It'd take about 5 minutes to stop someone coming across the border, okay? So now you get to see the story, the propaganda machines. You get to see that somebody is allowing this to happen so that you can watch it fall apart in front of you. And or you also get to see, why would somebody want to send waves of people into America if they weren't trying to invade America? And that's why we started Ocean Trek, because we're going to have 350,000 34-foot Catalina sailboats invade America, and we're going to call it Tahiti. Okay, that's probably already been taken, but you catch my drift. The U.S. military is letting this happen so you can watch it fall apart in front of you, and you can see the agenda. So now this is a classic example of if you don't know who is directing these people, and then you do, see, you get to see where the enemy is coming from, what their agenda is, when you let them attack, because the people get to decide what we want in the future. Prove that the United States government has been shut down, and prove that you're on a ship without a rudder. You get a lot of mileage letting things fall apart, you have to admit. Meanwhile, the Canadians are invading on the other side. So, you know, I have to be a little facetious about this, but you kind of see what you get with Nassar and Jassar and RV and all the, so we pump up the tires, get you to go, here it comes, and then you get to see the attacks on it. Who would have thought that the United Nations would be your biggest enemy in Nassar and Jassar? They are. They're manipulating machines. Sorry to be more propaganda, but you're seeing that United Nations is doing a great job of keeping us all apart, and that's been their job. Misdirection, political misagenda. I've caught several black magicians in there, many deceiving individuals in there, and we have to clean them up. You have to, if they're going to play a role as we go forward, we should decide. We should decide if satellites are going to come over our heads. We should decide. No one voted on satellites over our heads now, did we? So that those are some of the things we have to kind of let fall apart, would be my assessment, my opinion, that
when do we get to have our say? And that's it. When we are working in multidimensional realities now and scenarios in which we can control the outcomes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. So what was your conclusion with what you asked me, the false advertisement of Nisara Jasara? Because it is, Nisara Jasara is real.
Right. So
where are we at? You guys might have covered this. Sorry if you have. I think you might have recently, but
yeah, so we did it last show, but okay. Basically everyone's entitled, if we're going to keep continuity with boundaries and countries, mm-hmm. what would be a standard overview? What would be a stock overview, a summary? Is the people decide on the gross domestic byproduct of their input day in and day out as a service provider for the world. So I called out Exxon last time. Why does Exxon get the revenue and not the people of the geography you're in? That's all going to go away, you know. So if you truly recognize Nisara and Jasara as the tool you're going to use, again, it's up to the people. These laws were put into place, and but we don't have a country right now. So how are you going to impose them and or endorse them if you don't even have an education process for people? They don't even, you, 9 out of 10 people that don't even understand what I just said. What is Nisara? What is Jasara? What is reevaluation? All the hidden bills that opposed this, all the proactive bills. Look at all the people that don't realize 9/11 was for the reevaluation of the American currency. It was brought to my attention to talk about the U.S. dollar today, by the way, too. This trail, this money trail on the U.S. dollar is quite demonic. So if you want to go ahead and take a moment and bring out a U.S. dollar real quick here, and you can see the surface opportunities there, One World, New Order. You have the Latin script there. You have the pyramid. You have the all-seeing eye and so forth. This story gets a little richer when you start combining the genetic manipulation of humans and how money, at least in America, and an attempt globally. Epigenetics are barcodes in your physical being and your epigenetic recording system. So I'm very passionate about this topic, and I'm not budging on it until proven otherwise. And at least in releasing many of these hindrances in this version of humans. Epigenetically, there was epigenetics for me are just a recording system. And for me, DNA is just, at least this type of DNA, is just a filter stopping the volume of your life getting through and recognized through your mind's eye. Not to say you can't correct it, not to say you can't clean it up. You've heard me say it many times before, is if I can't get all my knowledge through my core and recognize it in my head, then how do I have a fighting chance, is what I'm getting at. And so the more we exercise, command our spirit to increase our life force energy, as an example, that's what removes that filter. And so I'm very, very critical, knowing full well the geneticists who've done this. What they also did is made you an incredible supercomputer of recording things so that you'll relive the timelines that have been established here. This is why there's so much attention on PRQ over and over, because they do not want you to realize that the dimensional reality that you can create has nothing to do with money and has nothing to do with timelines whatsoever, because you are entitled to be free to create dimensional realities in which you complement each other. So the epigenetics, you say, how does that marry with finance? If you look at the U.S. dollar over the course of, let's just take 100 years, even, you could probably go back to Confederate times. What you're able to do with that is you're able to match agendas through the coding of your epigenetics and when you use money. So remember, money is just energetics. It is nothing more than energetics. It's a means of exchange. It's an averaging system to exchange energetics and services you want to use. It's not positive or negative. It's just a means until you code it. So if I'm a black magician and I have agendas around the world, I would want my means of exchange to be the most popular, the most fabulously popular. So that's why I would control the world with black magic and or a means that everybody uses, like oil. Okay. And forgive me that this is repetitive and redundant, but it's very important as we move forward here in what we're assuming is our new year. When I code my money and I get a vast volume of people to utilize it, I can also code epigenetics to it to make the money more powerful for outcomes. So the serial numbers, demarcations, the symbolism, I can change decade after decade. Notice you get new U.S. money over and over again. It's different colors, different looks, all for the perception of counterfeiting. Now you have electronic strips in them, there's all sorts of nefarious things what you can do with money. In fact, what if I could put a barcode on the money in serial numbers that said, believe there is a disease and take your vaccines? I could put that on money. And so if I can get a million people, 10 million people, 100 million people using that black magic US dollar, it would now install and reinforce the agendas that may be initiated by these nefarious individuals. So I can do that with revenue. I can do that with inflation, deflation. I can code money and make it do things because you are so powerful. You're so amazingly powerful that you're just by buying a bottle of water, that will actually push the energetics that you're using. Does that make sense?
Believing that the money you're using has great value.
Right. So it
pushes the coding that they've put in the money.
Yeah. You don't have to believe in the code. Yeah. You just have to use the means of exchange, which is energetics that you're the horsepower. Just by using it unaware, naive. But that's how good these black magicians are. They know how powerful you are.
And believing the money itself is valuable, which most people do when they get a gift of money or a big paycheck. They're excited about it.
That's right.
Because they're excited that it's real value, and that pushes that, what you're saying.
Right. So when you travel around the world, as an example, you and other people have told me, when I hold Canadian money, it just feels like Canadian money. But when I hold a stack of $100 bills, U.S. money, I feel like I got something.
Don't need to push the Canadian-American little competition. I just love it. We all know. It's like Australia, New Zealand. I used to feel that way. I think there's something, they've done something powerful specifically with the U.S. dollar. It's always felt more exciting and more weight when I was younger and traveling to America. I was like, oh yeah, the green pieces of paper, and I'm like, Australian dollars don't seem exciting.
Yeah.
So they've put extra juju into the US dollar, haven't they? More than anywhere, it seems.
Yeah, and so you push. So when
the pyramid and all that on it.
Right. So when you push the energetics of those codes, it actually helps impose the agendas and so forth. So it's hard to. You know, and I love, and I have sat in the room with some very, very wealthy people who actually think they've done something for a living. A Deloitte and Touche executives, they actually think they've done something, and they've never done anything in their life. They've only moved numbers from numbers to numbers, associating. They think they've done something. There's a whole, fascism is their baby. They love it, and I love the fascism stories we've talked about in the past. The people who are wholesalers of products, they think they've actually done something. They've never touched anything. They've never made anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've drop shipped from a manufacturer to another one, and they've made revenue on it. And now they're rich, and or they presume they're rich. Well, they actually made black magic agendas around the world because they have 50 million in their bank or whatever the number is. They just and hoarding it and holding it in your bank is actually even as powerful because the coding is in there. I have $50 million and that coding is held there in energetics and held and anchored in a bank.
Yeah.
So it's quite an ingenious a tool, and it's all alien. Every bit of it's alien.
Yeah, like I suppose a lower, more 3D emotion and or action would be hoarding, grasping, saving, keeping, really, you know, that sort of grasping, holding on to, and a more higher frequency behavior would be you're not holding on to it, you're just letting it flow, letting it go, use it, sort of thing.
Yeah, so that's why it's real important to go ahead and get educated on forthepeople.space. It's very important that you read the RICO Act. Very important, because to find collusion at this level, to find collaboration this vast around the globe, is very, very tricky to prove. So I got a guy in Europe, I got a guy in South America, I got a guy in Australia, New Zealand, America, all with the same agenda. Incredibly tough to prove that they are coalescing for an outcome stifling the American dream and the world dreams, your great creative force. So I encourage everyone to get beautifully educated with the RICO Act. It was incredible tool. It is going to be an incredible tool, and you're seeing it unfold right now. You're starting to see disclosure of people who are in the club and who aren't in the club. As you can see, there are some heroes on the dark side. Some of them have tattled. Some of them in Hollywood did participate in nefarious things in Caribbean islands, and some people have rolled over.
How would you, what's some advice you'd give to give baby steps of kind of undoing the whole money belief system? Because it's easy to say, most people, whenever I've had this conversation with others, it's sort of like, well, that's easy to say and we get what you're saying, but I still need my paycheck to pay my mortgage or my rent, et cetera. And I think what you would say, because you live this way and I've witnessed it, is you don't, I mean, everything's gonna come to you that you need if you're really making the decisions from your heart. So is it basically, because I know when people hear that, oh, you believe in money, that's the problem, just stop believing in money, stop using money, they're like, well, how do we make that first step as a collective when we still do need the money to do things? It's been great to watch you, because I know you don't live that way, and it's been amazing to witness that. But what's some baby steps you can, like, advise on, you know, steps to is just start trading amongst each other? Or
yeah, there's you know, that's why I'm encouraging everybody, keep your subscriptions up. So the collaboration now with just our desire to do something different is all we need to do in our heart center. So I really don't like the processes I was adopted into. That's enough. And then keeping our energetics flowing for the future. That's all I'm proposing with PRQ is just, let's keep any kind of dialogue going, regardless of the volume, just keep it going so that we can now direct it however we want to, not how Q wants to or otherwise.
With the passion and excitement from your heart, from your spirit, it will manifest into a reality without worrying about the bag of money you need first. I know you said it and it's so repetitive, but that's basically the baby steps then.
Yeah, and so my suggestion is, just as long as we keep going forward, we're going to keep going forward.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful question. I do not want to denounce your question. It's very important. You are now at a place in your universe and in your development in this type of mammalian that was engineered to stifle you. Forgive me, I'm sorry. We're intended to be 100 times more aware of your capabilities, but you're growing out of it. And one of those tools is being naive and being gentle with yourself, as the mermaid song would dictate. Just find your inner self with your next choices. Now, your statement is extremely important, because our past decisions, if we keep reinstalling them in our reality, that's what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. I bought a house, I'm upside down, it's got a ratchet mortgage, I've got to keep it going, I've got to pay the bill, I've got to do it. If you keep doing it, what do you think you're going to get in the future? You're going to get the same thing, the doubt, the fear, I'm falling behind, I got to make more money, I need something to do something, is the goal of this American inflationary financial system.
Yeah.
And then let's throw a sprinkle of propaganda. So in the past, how did you make that decision is all I'm getting at. I needed a place to live and it was a really good buy. It's a really good buy. Well, Q, why do you go look for houses when you don't have any money? And it's a $5 million house. Because I want it. Because I really want to live there. It is completely different.
Mm.
Okay, you don't have any money though, Q. So how do you think you're going to get it? Because I don't think I'm going to get it. I know I want to be there and I want to live there and I want to share that space. I know I want to live right there is different than I can't afford it. And one day when I can't afford it, I'll get to do it.
Yeah, I'll live in that area that I hate instead of the area that I love because of the dollar sign on it.
Yeah, I think Billy's tool was, just go wee on the front yard, you'll get it. Just like a dog does. Yeah, hey, it's my territory, man.
Territory.
Yeah, so I love that. Love that. The first steps for me to doing and accomplishing and answering your question, Mermaid, is I like making a tea, as you've heard me say. And on one side of your tea is a list with the past. One side of your tea is the future. And you start listing everything you want in the future and everything you don't want on the past, everything you did not prefer in the past. I do not like this house. It costs too much, and I'm not really that happy. I'd rather live in the Bahamas. Okay, whatever it is, whatever you're not getting, whatever you're not happy with, put on the left side of your tee, on the bottom side, right side of your tee, put in the future. Now, all you have to do each and every day, I don't care if you get kicked out of your house. What happens if you get kicked? I guarantee you're going to be fine. You're going to live somewhere. Something's going to happen if you use your heart. Now, that's not very realistic. I know everybody smacks me around when I promote this stuff. Oh, great. Everyone's homeless in America, Q. Good, nice advice.
Yeah.
with great care is what I'm saying. Just take baby steps, as you said. What you really, really can do each and every day with subtle choices, did it come from the heart or did it come from I have to because I have to?
And if you are truly living that way, even the seemingly negative things that could pop up are actually complementing your dream, you know, like there's
right.
So many examples of that we've talked about in our lives recently that it seems like a negative popped up, mm-hmm. but it actually is just complementing, pushing that away, that mm-hmm. part of your life you don't like and pushing you in the direction you do want to go. So it ends up being a positive. You're like, oh, that's why that happened.
Yeah. And I forever want to be the spiritual crash test dummy. And I have done what I just said. I refused to do anything for a year in a very, very financially challenging position just to see if I could watch timelines that weren't mine affect me negatively or positively. I guarantee you, you'll come out on top if you just take care of your heart-based choices. And I've done it many different ways. And I challenged myself and just did exactly what I wanted, even though in the past I adopted a lifestyle that I thought was the right way to go. And now when I adopt a lifestyle that is what I prefer each and every day, without doubt, the whole matrix falls apart. You're in a dimensional rate. Now, I'll give you an example that we talked about last couple of days. Excuse my voice. There is a dimension right outside of most people's dimension all the time. There's always a frequency band that you can go to and from. So when you make a choice to go skip in the woods, and you make a choice to go to the U.S. Post Office, those are dimensions now. So I'm really happy to, I can't wait to get in the forest, and then I have to go to the post office and mail this. It is a dimension now. Before, you were locked in to a frequency band. So don't ever put linear thought to dimensional reality. I'm stuck in the third dimension. No, you are sticking yourself in the third dimension would be a different way of putting it. I referenced that there is a wave of beings that want to help you on your planet right now and never will until you can reach their frequency band. They will never impose and they never want to participate in duality with you because now they're participating in duality. The reason you're not getting the help is because you're not getting to their level because you haven't found your way, as an example, and that might be one of their of many, many, many opinions. If you look at Hollow Earth as an example, they're not coming to your dimension, frequency band, if you like, whichever one, because they're not going to participate in duality. Why would they participate in a lower frequency if they had a choice to stay at a higher frequency? That's all that's going on here. So the higher dimensional beings that want to help you, they will not impose beliefs in you that you haven't created for yourself, knowledge that you've created for yourself. In the meantime, they're also not going to go down to the lower levels and participate with you, even though they could. So many people who have walked in the forest and they've met elves, Bigfoot, if you like, gnomes, I like to call them gnomes in tribute to Neil Peart of Rush.
The fairies, the mermaids, they all stay in their frequency, but they,
right,
they do interact with children often because children are at a higher frequency.
That's right.
Many children are.
Many sailors can attest that they've seen a mermaid because they're in a higher frequency. Mm-hmm. They have what is called the stare because they've been looking out at the ocean for days and days and weeks, mm-hmm, and they get to a higher frequency and they, mm-hmm, see a mermaid, you know.
They're just not thinking. They're just, yeah, out at sea. And nothing to think about or worry about.
I have to do it. I'm not a gnome. I'm a troll. Anyway, only Rush fans will know what that means. And now I'm lost in translation. Anyway, we do it on time here. So I hope that helps people, but just practice with it. And I do look forward to making sure I'm of service to, in the future, how to standardize living high frequency and or validating what I'm saying for yourself so that it's not all my words. You can put it into play. These passionate projects are proof. This is going to be my greatest passion to prove to you I made the largest consulting firm in the shortest amount of time because you desired it and I desired it. We all desire this. And we are all going to get our greatest excitement if we just keep focusing on it, focusing on it, focusing on it, and never look back. And as tiring as my words are, I know how capable we are. I know how incredible our creative force is. The people are the weapon to keep in touch. Just keep envisioning solutions, 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 and away we will go. So that's my opening. Now we're already halfway through the show. What else do you want to chat about today?
Anything? No, I don't have any topics at hand. I was just relying on you.
Really? There is a couple of projects I want to promote to people. A couple things here. First of all, going forward, there is some illusions on your planet. And many of these illusions are with technology and relationship to how you work with the energetics of your universe. This planet was a light planet, and it was taken over by the dark, for lack of a better term, in a way that you can't see because it's so beautifully magnificent. The dark, when they took over this planet, they did it in a way to create a lot of illusions. So number one, the body that you're in is designed to be an illusion of its capability of healing. Mammalians, the original blueprint of a mammalian with its spirit, Merkaba, 100% of it, it can heal instantly and control age, direction of growth, height, size, scale. It can do many things, especially healing. So your biosphere you've inherited is designed to do the opposite, as you can tell. You know, we talked about our favorite soft drink last week. So these illusions are breaking down now. And part of them is your perception to see. So notice there's an eye doctor every corner of every state, every city in America. They all want you to lose your eyesight. They want you to wear glasses. You were designed to have your eyes wear out. Because what as you come into the dimensional realities, you're able to see more. And here's one tool in which will help you see more of the dimensional realities proactively. I showed you how you can move the screen of visuality in nature. It's not as easy in a house because you believe the house is the scale size it is when you're in a box. When you're in nature and you take your head and you move it from your left shoulder to your right shoulder with your eyes open, really slow, 1, 2, 3, 4, you will see all the beings floating right in front of you as you co-create with them. Now, the trees are alive, as an example. You're going to see them dance just a microcosm in that example. And the more you focus on not focusing, the more you're going to see the illusion of your reality dissipate. You're making a movie, and you are the captain, and you are the lead actor. I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but now you should be able to see the screen moving as you do my exercise. The other thing you can do now, because your veil is thinning, if you like, you can look straight ahead, but you can also see left and right. And this is how you can see the other beings that are hidden from you. Some are good, some are bad. Unfortunately, the latter is usually the true. They're running out of space to stay with us because you've outgrown the dimensional belief system to hinder you from the multidimensional being you are. The cutting and pasting I've talked about, that's all getting very difficult to do now if you just really focus on the collaboration goals you have for the future. I hope that helps. Reason that's important is the more you practice it, the more you just play with it, the more you look and feel your partner next to you through their core, the more you both grow. That's my great encouragement. Does that make sense to you? Am I ever wrong? Yeah, I'm wrong a lot. Yeah, spastic. Okay, so let me give you some updates. Project on twin flame. Oh, yeah. Do you think it would be of value to clear up the misdirection on Mary? Was Mary a whore? I want to hear this.
No, she wasn't a whore. They were using. They were teaching sexuality, a sacred sexuality. So they were trying to teach us that it's not. I think back then there was so much awareness around that anyway. So it was a lot easier than nowadays. But that it's not about being a physical act. It was a truly spiritual act and connection of the heart. And in doing that, with your true love, you have to be truly in love with somebody. This is what Mary was trained in Egypt, I believe, was to use the act of sacred sexuality to expand one's consciousness together with your love, with your true love that you're partnering with to do it. And there was a practice behind it that they were using, and it's all very beautiful and lovely and clean and spiritual and they would find that every time that they would engage in their practice, they would expand their consciousness majorly and go to a whole nother level. And that's why they were doing it, because they knew that their only goal in this life is to break free and expand, grow, ascend. So they were using this practice of love and only love through the physical body and the physical act to grow, basically. And so it was preordained that she would find Yeshua, and they found each other, and then they worked on it together. And her great goal was to help to bring him to ultimate enlightenment through her beautiful ability to engage in these acts, and they were truly using it for that purpose. And so, of course, the church then very quickly demonized sexuality, made it dirty, made women lesser. We all know the story, lower, and the whole thing becomes controlled. And now it's no longer this beautiful high frequency act. It's now pretty much what it's turned into today. Just far, far, far cry from what it once was. So that's all that. That's all that was.
Whoa! Thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Orwell, 1984, was his last words. The goal is to take the orgasm away from this version of humans so that you will lose all connection with the expansion and or opportunities of expansion growing out of the hindrance of genetics. 1984 is a very valuable tool book on some of the agendas on this planet. And it's one of the reasons we came through Area 51 is to prove that their procreation is our ultimate intrinsic opportunity to expand generation after generation after generation. And now at the end of the ascension cycle, you're at the end of the ascension cycle right now, right on the cusp, you're going to watch the churches get really, really strong with propaganda. They'll start buying radio shows. They'll start magazines. The false idolization of Jesus, all of these false idols, anything to stop from your ultimate knowledge of that you're a light being just like us and that you can get out of the hindrances. Any story, any false gods, you're going to watch them all show up now. You got to believe in this. You got to believe in, you got to know this. You got to pray to a black box and walk around in 37 circles. It's just going to be idol, idol, idol. The churches will now really try and protect their ground. It's all an alien agenda. By the way, many of these books are absolutely have truth in them. It's unfortunate that Hidman. Watch the predictive analysis machines these people have. The reason they're accurate is because you're in a movie script. The reason Bo Pony is accurate. The reason Martin Armstrong is accurate. The reason Cliff High is accurate with their machines and the predictions is because it's a script that's been written for you, and now you can model it and model it and model it and divert. The computers are designed to map you, to see what you're going to do in your Facebook account, etc. All your emails, all the dialogue, the computers, now you can extrapolate a control mechanism with propaganda. What are they going to do? Throw them this, throw them that. That's why they're so good at, so this is why I'm heavy on myself. Let's not create timelines from predictive analysis for ourselves. Just all we have to do is use our creative force. I'm sure these are beautiful people I mentioned, but there is nothing that can stop our creative force now is what I'm endorsing. We have that opportunity now. And propaganda around Mary is proof of it. That's a book. It's a lie. They're all books from the past. The future doesn't have a book now, does it?
No.
So my suggestion is no more birth control, everyone, et cetera, et cetera. That is an agenda to stifle the growth of humanity. It's just that simple. Mr. Orwell has it right for me. That's why he's not here with us anymore. Many people aren't here with us anymore. And they're the ones doing a lot of good work. Okay, let's get to it. Let's get some work done. I wish I had a band called Rush because it sounds cooler coming from Geddy Lee. Like, we have a million songs to play tonight. Let's get her going. I only have 10 minutes left. Okay, coming soon to you. There will be Project Review Q. We'll have a 1-800 number soon. So we'll take calls. We only take phone calls, as you notice. Please keep sending in projects to the BBS portal. Please send communication to BBS portal. Yes, we do get them. We're not going to react to them because we want to use them as tools to prove the efficiency of one project over the other. So the 1-800 number is going to work divinely in many ways. One reason is you're going to talk to people. When I call people throughout the week, it's just so exciting for me to get to connect with them and vice versa. And it is time consuming, and that's the idea. One of the distractions to your projects is reactive communication. And I've now got enough modeling now where I can prove that it takes away from your creative force if you're reacting to communication that does not support your proactive choice each and every moment. That's what emails are for, is reactive. They're great at submittals, publishing information, don't get me wrong, but when you communicate with them, they are not proactive to your creative force, would be my assessment. I'll let you decide, of course. So keep in mind, when you're taking one dream step forward with your project, ask yourself, am I making this decision because I think I need this before I can get this, and I need this, do I need this tool before I need to build the project? Things like that. It gets a little tedious to overanalyze things, I understand, but really practice on how am I going to make my next decision when it applies to your creative force. That's all I'm getting at as a broken record. The 1-800 number, we'll probably keep it American time, and we'll ask, that will be the next request for PRQ, is I'm going to need some administrative assistance. If more administrators, I have quite a few already. Don't worry if it's a little redundant and you've sent in your administrator, but we have projects that are going to need administration as well as project review. Let's see, time permitting, I'm supposed to answer a question. Got it. Let me give a couple shout outs real quick. Grassy ass, I got that on it. Let's see. Radley Beach, Vortex Papers, I have that for you scanned and ready to send to you. Sorry, I didn't get on it sooner. Yoli Journey, got it. Stay tuned. The Artist Ocean Trek on the Big Island, I got that one. Ocean Trekkers, we're going to start qualifying you this next month. I'm going to need all sorts of folks, all sorts of deliverables, onshore and offshore. Miss Shaver, we'll give it another try. Thank you, and I'll reach out to you. Vision of Joy, Roger. Kia Fenix, Kia, love that one. Got a copy on that. Avonmouth Sport, Avonmouth, yep. Zeglina, you're in the hopper. Kelly O'Brien, Truth Project, outstanding. the way we're populating our hoppers is working very well. So we need this beautiful time to get a nice combination and a nice complement to everyone's visions and roles they want to play. So let's keep it going. Tell your friends and family and your pets too. What about animal projects? Like animals running the projects. Could we do that? You're the mermaid. You asked a school of fish to like just start beating down dams on the Columbia River. I mean, couldn't we do that?
Well, you had, didn't you have the whales or the, I don't know what it was, the water beings, the mermaids, whales, etc., take down a big sonar military spot one time? What was that?
That is a true story. So yeah. I guarantee you, the San Diego Naval Base will check their role forevermore. One project I really want us to get on top of is if State of California, Newsom, you're on notice, by the way, as I know you already know that because your hands are a lot heavier. Anyway, the California lie about there's no water is brilliant. Just so obvious on a water planet. How could California be out of water? Well, one, obviously I could put a 12-inch PVC pipe off the Columbia River and crank it down to California if it was truly out of water. Now, if you do look at the water tables in the greater Palm Springs area, you're going to see you've been misled and lied to. Because there are multiple levels. If you actually want to check me and look at all the tunnel systems, go get some bathymetric charts in the Pacific Ocean, and you will see all of the incredible tunneling and legacy tunneling systems on your planet. Kelly, we will try again. Sorry I missed your call. I mean, you missed my call or vice versa. Here is a potential calendar for the various groups I've been working with, face-to-face meetings. Ballard Girls, probably May, looking to be in the region somewhere in the region where we can have a sit down in advance. Made a lot of headway with your compilation of projects, Ealer and otherwise, architectural and so forth. So I want to get with you physically in May. Hawaii, all the Hawaiian people in April. And Australia, most likely in March. And stay tuned, there'll be some more meetings set up. And sorry, I have to be so vague. Tremendous amount of attention on Project Review at Q. We take a, and that's just a beautiful compliment for me. Not sure I'm a fan of watching people die, but I know where we're going, and there's some folks that don't like where we're going, and that is absolute perfect peace, and that's all there is perfect peace. At some point, I'm going to get kicked off this radio because I've been going a while. Clean, the cleanest I've been, an end to the tears and in between the years, I'm clean, and the troubles I've seen, and now that I'm clean, you know what I mean. I've broken my fall, put an end to it all, I've changed my routine, now I'm clean. I don't understand what destiny's plan, I'm starting to grasp what is in my own hands. I don't claim to know where my holiness goes. I just know that I like what is starting to show. Sometimes clean, the cleanest I've been, an end to the tears and the in-between years and the troubles I've seen. Now that I'm clean, you know what I mean. I've broken my fall, put an end to it all. I've changed my routine. Now I'm clean. As years go by, all the feelings inside twist and they turn as they ride with the tide. I don't advise and I don't criticize. I just know what I like with my own eyes. I'm clean, the cleanest I've been. Sometimes an end to the tears and in between years and the troubles I've seen, now that I'm clean. Sometimes. Shall we say goodbye, mermaid?
That's beautiful. Jeff, thank you.
That was so fun. Thanks for doing the show with me today. Thank you for having so much faith. You all are incredible, incredible, incredible. And I can't wait to see you all next time. Beautiful day to you.
Lots of love to you all. Bye.